In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Sacred Scripture makes it quite clear that on occasion we are responsible for the sins of others. And, you know, our first response may be, hey, that's not fair. They're the ones doing it. I didn't do it. How can I be responsible for what someone else does? Well, there are rather, off the top of my head, I can think of two cases in which we're responsible for what another person does. One of which is when we give bad example, when we cause scandal. You know, people could look at us and say, well, you know, if they do it, then I can do it. You know, if this is what a Christian does, you know, they can do whatever they want. You know? So if we give bad example and encourage others to sin, then we will be held accountable for their sin. The other thing is, if we fail to inform those we have authority over of the gospel, you know, that, and this applies to priests, it applies to deacons, it applies to parents. You know, if we don't preach the whole gospel, in other words, and for most of us that means live it out, because very few of us get the chance to come up here, and that's something which you should be grateful for, because it's not always fun and games, and I don't always get to tell my favorite jokes or my favorite movie lines. But be that as it may, this is what St. Paul means when he says that I am not responsible for the blood of any of you, for I did not shrink from proclaiming to you the entire plan of God. St. Paul laid out the fullness of the gospel before those to whom he preached, and now it's up to them whether they accept it and live it. But he will be held blameless if they fail to accept it. But if they do accept it, that will be added to the crown of glory which will be his in heaven, because he helped save another person. God's salvation came through him to them. And so, you know, when you're, you know, it's not always the easy thing to tell people the truth. It's not always the easy thing to live the gospel. But when we do it, we're not only helping someone else, we're also helping ourselves. Because if we live the gospel fully, we will be held blameless if another person looks at it and says, I don't want to do that. But if we don't give someone the full information, they're not going to be held accountable for it. We will. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.